Hey, what's happening, Black people? Welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent Black people. Today, we're going to talk about Malcolm X, and I want to share something that I just read about Malcolm X and a shocking new letter that, surprisingly, it's only shocking because it was released. It's not shocking because of what's in it. But the new letter actually states that Malcolm X's assassination was part of a vast government conspiracy. And we're going to break some of this down. So get comfortable. Hit the thumbs up button. Hit the share button. Hit the subscribe button. We're going to get started on DrBoyceTV.com right now.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now, family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three. What did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent Black people. let me just say this. I'm going to just jump right into it. Malcolm X, it has been in the media today. I actually was looking into Malcolm X a little bit more than usual today because I was watching the good brother, Dr. Wesley Muhammad, someone that I love and respect immensely, speak on what happened with Malcolm X's assassination. And so I was actually watching this conversation that Brother Wesley was doing. And then I ran across this story someone put in my inbox that basically states that that there's a lot of direct evidence now that Malcolm X's assassination wasn't just sort of something that just happened. It wasn't some old gangster stuff, just some people beefing. It was a little bit deeper than that, much, much deeper than that. Similar to the assassination of Dr. King. If you've been studying that sort of thing, you've probably seen some of that evidence as well to say that Dr. King also was taken down by a vast government conspiracy. So what I want to do is kind of talk about some of this Malcolm X evidence, but also to talk about, just sort of ways to kind of look at this and kind of how to see this sort of thing. So first of all, let me ask you all a question real quick. Give me a yes or no. Yes or no. So this letter comes out with this evidence stating that the government, CIA, FBI, NYPD, a lot of these agencies work together to make sure Malcolm X wasn't breathing come next Monday morning. How many of you are surprised? Give me a yes or no if you're surprised that there was a government conspiracy to take out Malcolm X. Give me a yes or no. Yes, if you're surprised it was a conspiracy. No, if you're not surprised. Give me a yes or no. I want to see your responses, okay? Because I want to say that I'm definitely in the I'm not surprised category, but you probably aren't surprised to hear me say that. You're not surprised. You're probably not surprised to hear me say this because the thing about it is that I think sometimes we forget who we're dealing with. We forget what we're dealing with. We forget that we're dealing with a government that has plotted the assassinations of many, many leaders all throughout the world for many, many hundreds of years. You ain't the first people that they done ran the okie doke on. You're not the first one that they tricked. Right? You're not the first group of people that they've targeted. Like, you really think that this is new? No, this is not new. And also it helps you understand why there's so much animosity towards the government around the world. Why there's so much of a lack of trust in the U.S. government. And it's really fascinating how they kind of do. They kind of sit back. They kind of do like Becky does. Becky or Karen, when they done did also all kinds of debaucherous stuff and sneaky stuff, and you call them on their BS, and they're like, "What? Me? Why don't you trust me? You can't. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing." Like, kind of like our 11-year-old, she'd be into all kinds of sneaky stuff. And when I catch her, she try to play innocent and get all cute and stuff. I'm like, don't be cute now. Little sneaky thing. So here's the deal. There's this letter, this smoking gun letter that has led to the family of Malcolm X going out of their way to request that there be a reopening of the investigation into his death. Now, obviously, you can understand that. I hope you can see the irony of asking the same government that plotted the stuff to go back and actually investigate themselves. So don't be surprised if they come back and say, well, after doing a thorough review of ourselves and after looking at what we think that we might have done, we've concluded that we ain't doing nothing, that we good. We good. By the way, about that vaccine, we got this shot for y'all. So trust us. Just trust us. Why don't you trust us? Well, because you're liars. Because you've been lying to everybody. You're lying about something right now. I just don't know what it is. You know what I think about? Sometimes I live in the future. I swear to God, I just my brain is weird. Just in case you haven't figured that out, I literally live in 50 years in the future, and I try to look at 2020 from the future, and I'm thinking to myself, in the year 2070, what conspiracies are actually being run right now that won't come to light for 30 or 40 years down the road? Like, what are people in the year 2070 looking back at us and thinking that was happening that we didn't know what was going on? Because y'all know, y'all see it everywhere. You see signs, you're like, wait a minute, how did all the rap music go from being positive to suddenly trying to hypnotize little young black boys to murder each other and waste all their money and get every girl pregnant and use drugs? How did that happen? Who did that? Right? So you know who did it? I mean, really. Look at the writing on the wall. So none of this surprises me. It does not surprise me at all that there was a conspiracy by the government to take out Malcolm X. I think it needs to be written in the historical record. I would like to raise a motion right now amongst all intelligent black people that we make a motion that we go ahead and say it is written, that it is now concluded that we have judged you and found you guilty of plotting the assassinations of Martin Luther King, the assassination of Malcolm X, and ultimately the destruction of the black family all throughout the United States. All those who agree with me, all those in the League of Intelligent Black People who agree with my motion, say aye, or say yes in the chat if this motion is approved, because I don't need to hear no more double talk. I don't want to hear you trying to explain your way out of this. I just don't. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen. And then when you wonder, you look back and you wonder why people don't trust you. They're like, well, how do we get more Negroes to take this shot full of these random substances that we haven't fully informed them on? Maybe we'll get a black person. Maybe we'll get some dumb black people. You know, go get Tyler Perry and get a couple rappers to rap about it. Maybe that'll make them take it. Maybe that'll make them put this foreign substance in their body. And then when we're like, nah, I'm good. I got some sea moss and I've been watching my way. I'm staying healthy. I'm gonna keep my immune system up. I don't need your shot. They sit back and they act surprised. They're like, well, why don't you trust us? What's wrong with you people? Why would we ever trust you when you always lying? You're always lying. You lie about the weather. You've been lying to me since I was a little boy and I went to your public school and you told me George Washington was my hero. George Washington wasn't my hero. He raped slaves. You had me going to school every day worshiping a rapist and a slave master. You can kiss my entire black ass right now. I don't trust you for nothing. So when it comes to Malcolm X, none of this surprises me. Let me say that. I'm going to read the article. Calm down, boys, because we got to stay focused here. This is not time for one of your ADHD moments. If you could, hit the thumbs up button. Please hit the thumbs up, share, subscribe button. Hello, everybody on Instagram. My Instagram is The Real Boyce Watkins. If you want to follow me on Instagram, feel free to do that. So here's what the BBB says. The BBB says the daughters of assassinated U.S. black civil rights leader Malcolm X have requested that the murder investigation be reopened in light of new evidence. They cite a deathbed letter from a man who was a policeman at the time of the 1965 killing, alleging New York police and the FBI conspired in the murder. So the FBI and the NYPD got together. You had local working with federal to make sure that Malcolm wasn't breathing come next Monday morning. This is not uncommon. In the assassination of Dr. King, you had the exact same thing. You had federal working with local. And also, the FBI and CIA were working even with mobsters to get things done. There were mobsters that were connected to the assassination of Dr. King because they knew how to get certain things done. And the exchange that many people speculate was that they would look the other way when the mobsters were doing things like slanging dope, as long as they slanged their dope in our neighborhoods and didn't let their little white babies get hooked on crack. But now you see what's going on. Now the little white babies got the opioid problem, right? We're trying to keep that over there, right? But that's what the deal was. The deal was, look, we will let you sling your dope and make your money, and we won't bother you as long as you're giving your dope to Black people. So if you want to know why I am so passionately anti-drug, why I get so angry when I hear dumbass rappers rapping about Molly Percocet and all these other drugs, is because any of you who have a half a brain in your head, which all of you do, because that's why you're here, you're smart, you're not like everybody else, you understand what drugs have done to our people. You know, so let me keep going. That's a whole nother conversation.
Like everybody else.
But that was the deal. That was the agreement. The agreement is, look, we'll let you do whatever you want as long as you're doing it to those people over there. So here's what it also says. It says Raymond Wood, that's the name of the officer, wrote his responsibility was to ensure that Malcolm X's security team was arrested days before he was shot dead in Manhattan, his family says. Three men were convicted of the murder. The men, all members of the Nation of Islam political and religious movement, were each sentenced to life in prison. One of them has since died, while the other two have been paroled. By the time he was gunned down, Malcolm X, who was at one time seen as a public face of the Nation of Islam but then left the movement, had moderated his militant message of Black separatism. However, he remained a passionate advocate for Black unity, self-respect, and self-reliance. In 2020, the Manhattan District Attorney launched a review of the convictions after meeting representatives of the Innocence Project, a nonprofit legal group campaigning for justice for individuals it says have been wrongly convicted. Wood's letter alleges that the New York Police Department and the FBI covered up details of the assassination on February 21st, 1965. That's ironic that it's, I wonder if they're just releasing this because it's the anniversary, because today's February 21st. Very interesting. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Wood alleges that he was tasked with making sure that Malcolm X would have no door security in the building where he was due to speak in public. At a press briefing on Saturday, Wood's family members provided no details about how and when Raymond Wood died, but they said that he did not want to make the letter public until after his death, fearing repercussions from authorities. So the gangsters that he worked for basically made it clear to him that if you speak out on this, if you let anybody know what was really going down, we're going to make sure you are sleeping with the fishes. And that's a common tactic. One of the things that I think is so great about this pushback against the police is because if you really go to any city in America and you're looking for the biggest, baddest street gangs in that city, the biggest gang in that city is usually the police department. They just have the law on their side. So the same way mafia gangsters will kill you if you snitch and tell anybody what the mob is up to, well, cops will kill you for snitching too, because they, in many cases, they operate like a gang. That's kind of life. That's kind of nature, actually. That's human nature. Right. Being gang affiliated is something that a lot of people do. A lot of animals do this. Animals operate in herds and in flocks. They're gang affiliated. Right. So ultimately, he felt that there would be repercussions, which is why he said, look, I'm gonna write this letter, release it after I'm dead, because they can't come get me in heaven. They can't put me to sleep in heaven. Now, you said your dad was a policeman, though. Exactly. And my father is one of the reasons why I see police differently from the rest of the world. Not because I think all cops are good. I see bad things where others don't see bad things, but I see things that are not as bad as people make it out to be. So if you want to know my position on police, I didn't understand the whole idea of defunding and getting rid of the police, because most people, when y'all get in trouble, y'all have a problem, you're going to call the police. So my argument is, look, we don't need to get rid of the police. We just need the police to do their job properly and to serve and protect everyone. Your big problem with police is that police originated as slave catchers. And their goal was to basically protect the rich from the poor and the white from the Black. So if we could get to a point where police are demilitarized and they are also treating everyone with decency and respect, then you can have a good police force. You do not want a world without police. If you want to see a world without police, go to these cities now, Chicago and other places, where the murder rates have skyrocketed since they started telling the police that they don't need them to go to hell. You go to other cities, carjackings are through the roof in major cities right now since y'all told the police to go to hell. So look, if you, anybody out here, now I have a lot of officers and former soldiers that follow me and things like that. Look, I know why we need soldiers. I know why we need police. What I'm saying is that the people have a point to say that there needs to be more oversight so that people do their job effectively. Also, when you hear about a police shooting, you should investigate before you start going crazy. Just because somebody's black don't mean that they wasn't into something that led to a crazy situation. Like, at least get the facts before you start protesting. How crazy is that? Why is that a crazy statement? That's only a crazy statement to crazy people. So don't be crazy. Be intelligent. Just think it through. So anyway, moving on. Here's the thing. So let's see. So what else they said is that how have the NYPD and the FBI responded? In a statement, the NYPD said several months ago, the Manhattan District Attorney initiated a review of the investigation and prosecution that resulted in two convictions for the murder of Malcolm X. The NYPD has provided all available records relevant to that case to the District Attorney. The department remains committed to assist with that review in any way. Okay, so they pretty much said nothing, right? But the NYPD, you know, again, the trust factor is pretty much zero because the NYPD lies and that's what they do. What does this mean right now? How is this relevant to us today? I've seen where Benjamin Crump is involved. I think he's a good lawyer. You know, I don't really know exactly what progress has been made from all the cases that Crump has worked on. Again, maybe you can prove me wrong, but I see there's a shooting. There's a bunch of protests. Crump arrives on the plane. He gets with the family. They negotiate a multi-million-dollar settlement, and then they move to the next case. I don't really see a lot of police reform coming out of that, right? So you know, where does Crump, what's Crump's role in this? I have no idea. But I will say, here are some quick thoughts on this that's happening right now. Please hit the thumbs up, share, subscribe button if you haven't done it yet. And by the way, this week we're actually doing something in the Black Business School on economic security. There's actually a little program I put together if you guys are interested. If you go to it's economicsurvivalplan.com. That's economicsurvivalplan.com. And it's at a massive discount for the next couple of days. So feel free to go take a look. Economicsurvivalplan.com. It's all about economics, the economics of self-defense, like what it means to defend yourself economically, protect your family, stuff like that. So if you want to go take a look, go to economicsurvivalplan.com. I'll leave it on the screen. So here's some quick thoughts. When it comes to the Malcolm X assassination, I saw Brother Wesley Muhammad speaking on the issue. I highly suggest that you follow him. I love him immensely. I respect him tremendously. And I think that he's a guy that really is deeply invested in giving, you know, his truth on the Malcolm X assassination and giving a perspective that you're not going to pick up in mainstream media. So I suggest that you go take a look at that. I was watching some of that today because I love this brother. I want to make sure I state that publicly. Number two, if you want to know where I stand in terms of, you know, who killed Malcolm and what happened, I can't look at it with blinders without understanding what can happen when men have a conflict with one another. Did something occur between he and the nation? I wasn't there. And truth be told, at the end of the day, there's nothing you could tell me about that whole situation that would make me not love and respect and appreciate Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. There's nothing you could tell me, nothing you could show me, nothing, because they're so important for the community. They are so relevant for the community. So again, without me saying one thing or the other, I think that there is something that does need to be fleshed out, but I really don't. When I see the nation defending itself, like when I see Brother Wesley defending the NOI and things like that, honestly, for me, that's not for me. That's not, they're not defending the nation for me because I love the nation regardless, right? Because I know the value that they bring to the community. You're in a community that pretty much has lost its masculine leadership. Like, you're in a Black community where part of the reason you get your ass kicked by white folks so bad is because you don't have real men around that do things like love and protect Black women and will stand up for the community or want to be intelligent and want to be decent and strong and educated. You have a bunch of your babies being like raised by rappers and rappers and single mamas who don't need no man. Like, really, like literally, you go to Atlanta, you got men with beards and boobs wearing mini skirts and shit. Like, you've got a real screwed up situation right now. So I look at the Nation of Islam like an oasis. Like, thank God, this is the one place where things start to make sense again, where we actually have real families, and there's a father, there's a mother, there's babies, there's education, there's healthy food. That, oh, I'm gonna cry because this is normal, because the rest of the world is like a goddamn cartoon. Like, it's literally like straight out of a Step and Fetch It movie. It's the most insane stuff I've ever seen out in my life. So that's why I love the Nation of Islam. And what happened in 1960-something, you know, I don't know, man. I'm not going to get mad about whatever somebody says. That just is not going to happen. I need the Nation of Islam. They give me hope, okay? So there you go. Here's the third piece on this. People wonder why we don't trust the government when they're like, hey, will you stop by the clinic so we can give you that shot? And we're like, no, take that shot and shove it up your ass. Well, the reason that we do that is because there's no reason to trust these people. They have been lying to you since forever. And only a backward individual will start trusting the entity that has proven itself time and again to be incredibly untrustworthy. I'm not telling you that, you know, that everything they say is a lie. I'm just saying that they are liars, and that they will lie to you as a matter of expediency, right? So when they come up to me and they're like, well, Tyler Perry says you should get this shot, I'm like, well, Tyler Perry can get the shot. He can even give the shot to Madea if he wants to, but that's not gonna make me do something that I don't think is necessary. You ain't talking, I mean, you know, Corona's bad, right? But it ain't Ebola, man. It's not like it has an 80% death rate, right? Maybe then I might try anything, right? I'll take any shot for a vaccine that protects me against Ebola. Let's put that on the record. But when you tell me 99.9% of us are going to survive, right? 1% of 330 million people is 3 million. We've had about 500,000 go, which is very sad, right? Very sad. But you're talking about 99.9%, 99.8% of us are going to survive. I'll take those chances. I'll take those chances as opposed to taking my chances by letting you inject something in my body when you have proven yourself to not have my best interest at heart. You spent your whole life trying to poison me as a black man. You tried to get my mama to abort me before I was born. You put me in a toxic school system that taught me to worship slave masters. You sell my community food that is killing millions of us every single year. You mass promote music and marketing to our children that is telling them to go get hooked on drugs, murder each other, and do all kinds of terrible things and waste all their money and engage in sexual irresponsibility. And then on top of that, you push me to go to college where I'm going to give all my wealth to a big white university just so they can prepare me to go work for another white man until I get old and die. There is nothing on that plate, nothing on that menu that looks healthy or appealing to me. There is nothing on the menu of white supremacy that I want to eat. I would rather just starve to death. So do not tell me that you are trying to go give me a shot because somehow you feel like that's a part of my reparations or that's some sort of racial justice. Oh, now you want to talk about racial justice. When I was talking to you about reparations, you don't want to hear that. That's not, that I'm like, that's racial justice. You don't want to hear that. You were tone deaf. But now when it's in your benefit to pretend like you're giving me racial justice, then suddenly you want me at the front of the line. We want you to take the shot first because we care about y'all so much. No, take that shot and shove it up your ass because we don't trust you. And the reason we don't trust you is because anytime we got something going, anytime we had momentum, right? Remember in the 60s, we had some momentum. We had some real people really, really, really trying to make progress. We had some real great black men and great black women at that time. We had Martin Luther King doing his thing. We had Malcolm X, greatest black man ever. We're still quoting Malcolm X. Malcolm X gave speeches where in the early 1960s that sounded like he was giving a speech in the year 2021. That's how bad this brother was. His speeches were relevant 60 years later. Ballot of the Bullet could have been given this past election. We had the Black Panthers, like strong black people dressed in black, big afros and dashikis and shotguns ready to create free lunch programs and take care of the hood. And you ruined all of that. And then you dumped a bunch of crack cocaine in our communities, destroyed our families, locked up all our daddies, poisoned the hell out of us, destroyed us in every way, and now we're supposed to trust you. That ain't happening. Not on my watch. Not in my life. Ever. Not ever. So if you want to know my two cents about all of this, I think the evidence should be revealed. I think that they should have a conversation about it. I don't think that they're going to tell the truth because, again, they have no credibility. I think that you should make your conclusion right now based on what you know and what you believe. That's what I, you know, and what I believe is that they killed Malcolm and Martin. They killed the community. They probably killed a lot of other things that you don't even know that they did, right? These are the areas where they got caught, right? I think also moving forward, the conclusion of this investigation isn't going to change much. It's not going to bring Malcolm back. It's not going to give him the life that he lost. It's not, and it's also not going to make me stop loving the Nation of Islam. I don't care what you say about the NOI. I'm down. I'm loyal like that in this particular context. That nothing will change that. So that's what it is. That's where I stand, and that's my two cents. So thank you all for listening. I'm going to hang up now. Sorry for all the yelling. That's just how I felt. I can't apologize for being me. Hit the thumbs up button, share, subscribe button before you go. Also, like I said, the Economic Survival Plan, if you want to go take a look at that, feel free to go take a look. That was something I put together. It was basically a little program on the economic self-defense, that is basically using your economics to protect yourself, because economics is used as a pathway to slavery. You used to be an economic entity. Now they use economics to control you. And I want to break that down for you. So feel free to go take a look and go to economicsurvivalplan.com. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Have a good day. Thank you for listening. I'll see you soon. Take care. Peace.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money and the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.